And the family we're going to focus on tonight is Myra and Tori Breeze, both in their late 40s. They have lived in Tappan all their life. Their five children are Tessa, 23, Trista, 20, Evan, 16, Tia, 11, and Marshall, 3. The Breeze farm has 1,200 acres and 100 head of cattle. That's the family's main source of income. And for fun, 16-year-old Evan Breeze and his 11-year-old sister Tia raised 6 hogs in a corral not far from the house. A half mile beyond the pig corral, Tori Breeze found that cow in October of 2005 just over a small embankment at the edge of this dugout water pond that the coyotes would not touch. And Tori admits he did not examine the dead cow closely at the time, but he realized a few months later, on April 6, 2006, that coyotes and other predators had not touched the carcass, and they found the strange symbol on it. Here now is Tori Breeze.
They never ate on her. That is something that I just don't understand. In fact, I can tell you, up the gully from where that dead cow is, I had lost a big sucking calf, about a 900-pounder. I had some creep feed up there, and they overate, one bloated. And the coyotes devoured that thing in about 5 days. It was gone. Just a little bit of hide and a couple bones. That's it. So that's the contrast. These two critters were that close together. That cow was never bothered, but this other calf was eaten within a matter of a few days.
The reason Tori Breeze paid attention to that long dead cow on April 6, 2006, was that something very strange entered the Breeze farm near the water pond on the other side of a small embankment about 30 feet from the dead cow. Afterward, as Tori and his family explored the land around the water pond, Tori found a large disc-shaped symbol etched on the dead cow's hide next to 2 triangular punctures. The disc was overlaid by 6 lines. The odd pattern had been created by cutting away the sun-bleached surface hair to expose the deeper, blacker part of the hair. But far more bizarre than the odd symbol and triangular punctures on the long dead cow is what 16-year-old Evan Breeze saw near the water pond at 12:30 a.m. on April 6, 2006. Evan had left the farmhouse around midnight to go check the cows that were ready to calve. With him was his cattle dog, Buster. The cows seemed fine, and Evan and Buster were heading back to the farmhouse when Evan saw a light flash that seemed to curve over a hill to the east of them. He started walking toward the pond and said he could see blue beams flashing repeatedly. As Evan reached the top of a hill, he was looking down on a wedge-shaped craft at the far end of the water pond, about 140 yards away. Shining from large ovals in the side of the object was blue light.
Just as I was reaching the top of the hill where there's an embankment down to the dugout, got to the top of it and I seen that UFO sitting by the dugout. Looked triangular shaped to me and had like oval-shaped lights on it that were real pale blue. The beam was, and, you know, they were real big from what I could see. And it looked like they could bend over hills. When they would shine over them embankments down there, it looked like they could bend right over them.
And it was as if they were looking for something?
Yep.
How big do you think this triangle was?
About 40 feet long, I suppose.
And how wide do you think the triangle was?
Probably about 20 feet.
So it was about half as wide as it was long?
Yeah.
How high would it be from the ground up?
Probably 6-7 feet.
It was pretty narrow from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, it was real low profile, yeah. Then we just sat there and looked at it, probably 30 seconds, something like that. Even he was in shock, you know.
Even your dog was in shock.
Yeah. If it was something that he knew what it was, like he knows vehicles and all that stuff, so he would have ran up to it right away, you know, and tried to have been its buddy, but he even sat and looked at it with me.
He whine or shiver or anything?
Uh-uh. Because after that certain amount of time we looked at it, he shot down there after it.
As your dog starts running toward this triangular vehicle, what happened?
I just sat and watched it till finally I seen him kind of see off the glow that I could see him running down there, and then pretty soon he started barking and it took off. It was out of there.
And when it took off, did it make noise? What happened?
Completely silent. Not a sound.
That must have been eerie.
Yeah, it was strange.
As it took off, did it take off slowly first and then speed up, or what?
It just kept a certain speed until it went all the way up, and then I couldn't see it no more.
After it zipped away, what did you and Buster do?
We ran back home and came in, and woke Mom and Dad up, told them what it was. The craft that he seen sitting there was sitting between the banks on the east side, on the far side of the water. And that craft was sitting on the same side that the dead cow carcass is.
So whatever was in that triangular craft that sat down at the water hole might have made this calling card, so to speak, in the hide of an already dead cow.
Right. Could very well have. And you know, all my neighbors are cattlemen, have looked at it. They couldn't determine when this had been put on the cow. I know it wasn't on the cow last fall. So it had to have gotten on after the hair fading of the hair, because it was a black Angus cow. Well, the reason the black hair is there is because whatever put this mark on there cut away the bleached hair. Whatever etched that on there, cut it on there, whatever word you want to use, done it a long time after this cow had died.
Where Evan thought the point of the triangular craft was, the Breeze family found a round indentation in the grass. Where the wider end of the triangular craft would have been, the family thought there also were two more indentations in the grass, but fainter. Their speculation is that the grass indentations were made by the weight of the craft on some kind of round landing pods. 4 months later, on July 20th, 2006, around 11 p.m., Torrey was helping one of his neighbors whose car was being repaired. The two men were headed to pick up the car when they both saw a blue light in the night sky. The blue light was making an L-shaped pattern, as if searching for something. Torrey would stop the car to watch more carefully. At the same time, the blue light would stop instantly. When he moved the car, the light would move very rapidly. For more than a half hour, Torrey repeatedly stopped and moved the car, and the light would react by stopping instantly and moving rapidly as well. Eventually, the blue light took off rapidly. Torrey said that he wondered, could that blue light be the same craft that sat down near the waterhole in April? Then, in August, about 2.5 miles northeast of the farmhouse, Torrey was moving cattle out of his bull pasture. Myra and the kids were about a mile away. Torrey was on his motorcycle that had a broken headlight, so there was no light on the ground. But suddenly in the sky, lights appeared that moved around in odd searching patterns for at least an hour.
I got to the crest of the hill, and I looked southeast, and there in the gullies, I seen some real bright lights. They weren't a blue light, they weren't a green light, they were just a light. They were very bright, more like a car headlight or something like that. I stopped the bike and sat there and watched, and it was totally silent, but there was like tens of lights, not two lights or three lights, a bunch of them. And then I started the bike and came down so I could move the cattle into that gate. As I got down there by the gate with the bike, one of these lights came our direction. I started getting a little bit concerned because it started illuminating the pasture to the south of us like almost daylight. It illuminated acres, you know, like 30, 40 acres. Well, these things would come at us, you know, they were ways off. They were about 2 miles away. And then all of a sudden they would divide into like three. And they would go kind of, well, if you took an intersection sign and you drew a straight, one going down the middle and two branching off to the side. And then they'd go down into the gullies, and then you'd see one for a while, and then it would come up, and the other side would do the same. And that they did this pattern over and over.
Whatever they were doing, that it was sort of like a searching operation?
Yes, it was looking like they were looking for something.
And Myra and Tessa and Evan, did they have any reaction themselves?
They were scared. But yet they were curious. They wanted to watch it.